It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, West Michigan. This is the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL, BBBBBBBBLFM. It is cold out this morning. When I wheeled into Barbecue Bob's place this morning, the grill one had a balmy dozen on the thermometer. So wake up, get out. It's going to be a gorgeous day. We're in the beautiful downtown studios in Grand Rapids. And we're ready to fire up our grills. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, and good morning, grilling world. That's smelling great in the studio, and we're here to rub you right this morning. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, and this is just a crazy show we came up with about a year and a half ago. It's all about grilling. It's about microbrewed beers. It's about Michigan-made wines. And having fun on your back yet. Back yet. We're not going to do too well this morning.
Oh, we're going to do just fine. We've got a lot of things going on this morning. Going to break down a citrus goose recipe. You know what? We're going to take you on a tour of the Grillin' Guys website throughout the show today. We've got a lot of great recipes on there that we've featured throughout the last year. It's goose season. It's the last weekend of the year. So we're going to talk about a little citrus smoked goose. You can find that recipe on thegrillinguys.com. We have a very special guest, Tina Marie Green from Kissing Rock Kitchens is going to be joining us. Going to run through your Christmas gift ideas for in and around the grill for all of our grilling guys that are looking for items to give their family to get them for Christmas. I'm going to tell you what, I got a laundry list here of great things that you need around your grill. We're going to talk to our friend John Russo out at John Russo's Wine Warehouse and Deli. Chris Marks, speaking of cold weather, Chris is going to talk about some cold weather smoking techniques in the show. So we got a busy show today, Bob.
Cold weather smoking, would that be cigars?
You know what? It is. You do have cigars when you're out smoking in the cold weather. But one of the things that we are going to talk about here in this segment is some cold weather grilling tips. But before we do that, I want to break down this citrus goose recipe for us, because spent some time in the goose blind with Brad the Builder last weekend, and I have to admit we missed our opportunities. We had some geese and ducks fly in on us, but we're yakking more than hunting, and missed some shots, but happened to have some in the freezer. But basically what we're talking about is in this colder weather, smoking is a great technique to use, because one, you usually set it and forget it. Bob, you said you fired up your smoker this morning before I got there, didn't you?
I did, actually, because you and I went to dinner last night. I kind of fell asleep a little early. Yeah. I have a tendency to do that. And I was supposed to put these butts on at midnight.
Okay.
But I think by 11 o'clock, I was snoozing on the couch.
Yeah.
So I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning, panic stricken, going, oh my gosh, I got to go to the Nurmico Christmas this afternoon in Detroit with two smoked butts.
Yeah, so you're going to put them on at 5 o'clock, maybe crank up the temperature a little bit higher than you normally would.
I went out and I fired up the good one. I got a nice ripping hot fire going, and I'm smoking at 350. I went with heavy smoke, high heat, and we're going to expedite those butts.
Well, and I tell you what, that's one of the techniques you probably are going to use in colder weather, is you do have to crank your temperature up a little bit when you're smoking. Chris is going to talk to us about cold weather smoking and how that affects it, but you can rush this a little bit, can't you, Bob, if you're in a pinch?
Absolutely, you can rush it, but, you know, you brought up a good point there. And I would tell you that you have an opportunity to do something that we call cold smoking this time of year. And cold smoking is where you smoke from 70 to 120 degrees. And there are certain things you want to cold smoke. There are some fish that receive cold smoke well. And it's just another way to smoke. And we'll have to get into that, you know, in the next couple of weeks. But, yeah, I like going in at about 200 degrees for 12 hours on butts.
Right.
And, you know, of course, it's receiving that smoke for just the first few hours, and then I don't throw any more flavor wood on it. But since I was snoozing, yeah, we banked her up to about 360, 365. When you picked me up, I went out and looked at the thermometer, and that good one, I pegged that temperature, and it stays there, and it'll just burn through that pile of charcoal low and slow, and it's just going to stay steady, and that's the beauty of that machine.
Yeah, it is. And if you're trying to do that on a Kamado grill or even a Weber grill or a kettle grill, if you will, it's a little more of a challenge. You don't have the ability to damper that down like the Goodwin does. You know that we Goodwins are a favorite of our show, but if you don't have one of those, I wouldn't recommend ramping up the heat on your smoke. But if you've got a good piece of equipment where you can control that, it is possible to pull that off.
Absolutely. And if you don't have one, I know where you can get them.
Yeah, our friends out at Zager's have a showroom full of them, and there's many others. But let's break down this citrus smoked goose real quick, because I don't want to leave you hanging out there. It is on thegrillingguys.com. Got orange juice, olive oil, little mustard, brown sugar, soy, and honey in the marinade, and then you'll see some dry seasonings that we're going to put on top. Use about 8 half breasts, or 4 goose breasts, if you will, 8 halves, and cut that across the grain, and then we, in about a half inch, marinate it for a couple hours and put it on that smoker low and slow, let it go, and about an hour and a half, 2 hours, you're going to have citrus goose. Very, very good dish. Easy to put together, and doesn't take a lot of work to cook it.
Okay, so let's say I'm fortunate enough to actually hit the goose.
Right.
What am I going to do with that once I have it smoked?
What are you going to do? You're going to eat it, Bob. What do I do with it? I'm going to eat it, man.
Where are you going to put it with, though?
What am I going to put it with? Well, you know,
are you
going to
serve that like on a dish of noodles? Is it a standalone item? What do you pair that up with?
You know, I served it as a standalone meat entree, the protein entree on the plate, and I think we just did some scalloped potatoes with it and a vegetable, just because that was the last time that I made it, and that's what we did. But, you know, you can get as elaborate or as simple as you want, because in and of itself, the goose marinated like this and cooked the way it is on the website there, it's going to be good just with a knife and fork. You don't need to put a lot of sauces on it.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM every Saturday from 8:30 to 10:30. And we have citrus smoked goose up on the plate right now. Actually, there's a plate of some wonderful stroganoff that Tina Marie brought in. It's driving me crazy. We got to get to break, because I'm going to mow this bowl of this stroganoff down.
I know. You know, that is one of the best benefits of our show is we get some wonderful guests that bring in great recipes and great food that we like to share with you guys. But we get to taste it.
She's not a big burly guy with a beard either. That's cool. It's always nice to have a little feminine touch in the studio.
Yeah, it doesn't happen often.
No.
Changes the dynamic, doesn't
She'll
it?
She'll never come back, I'm pretty sure. But that goose, does it come out juicy? Is it moist?
You know what? It does, because I'm cooking it hot and I'm cooking it quick.
Okay.
Okay. I think there's a common misnomer when you cook game. Those that don't have it very often feel like it's wild, so it's got to be cooked through and cooked to death. And because it's so lean, it dries out very, very quickly.
Mm.
Now, you and I, Christmas gift, ding, ding, digital thermometer.
Yeah.
Because you and I are very, very strong proponents of a thermometer when you're cooking on the grill, because you can go from great to terrible in about 5 degrees. And so we always take it off about 3 to 4 degrees below where we want to serve it at. And our fowl, I got that up to about 145 when I took it off the grill, the goose, and it doesn't dry out. It's a quicker cook, but at the end of the day, you do not want to cook that to well done, because everything but the exact middle will be like shoe leather. And it won't taste that bad, but the texture will be very, very unappealing. So, you know, that's just my tip on cooking goose on the grill.
Would there be any kind of a gravy or glaze or Bordeaux?
You know, you can make a little bit of the extra marinade. Here's a tip for you. Don't ever serve the marinade as a side dish that you've marinated the fowl in. You need to throw that away. If you want that same flavor, make a separate batch, because raw fowl in marinade, you can't use the marinade as a sauce.
No, but if you're using a smoker and they'll usually have a drip pan or a water pan, you could pour it in there, and that'll impart more flavor.
Yeah, it will, as it steams up.
Yeah. Yep,
you bet. But anyway, so coming up next, we've got our friend Tina Marie Green from Kissing Rock Kitchens. She's going to break down this wonderful stroganoff that she brought with us. What kind of dish was it? Did you say it was what nationality?
Ukrainian beef stroganoff, only because it's my grandmother's recipe and she was Ukrainian.
Right, and I can hear a little bit of that maybe accent in your voice as well, no?
I could be faking it. You don't know.
But anyway, Tina Marie's going to break that down, tell us a little bit about the Kissing Rock Kitchen. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back. Show me the bedroom floor.
and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.